Apple became a $1 trillion company today, the first company ever to reach that milestone. Joining us now is Callum Borchers, who's a senior innovation reporter at WBUR. He's in the studio. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jeremy.
$1 trillion. This is 1/18 the size of the entire U.S. economy. This is pretty significant.
Yeah, it is significant. The number is huge, but a little bit abstract. And I think the number that you just mentioned afterward, Jeremy, is the one that really puts it in perspective. I saw that David Cass at the University of Maryland had said the same thing in the Washington Post today. I mean, just think of that. The value of a single company being about 1/18 of the entire GDP of the United States. It just gives you a taste of how important Apple is to the U.S. economy.
And is it likely that other companies now are going to reach this milestone, maybe Amazon?
Yeah, that would be a good guess. It's hard to handicap, at least for this year. So let's look at who's close, right? So Amazon is number two right now at about $875 billion. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, right behind that at about $850. Microsoft behind them at about $825. So you've got a few other very large tech companies that are sort of knocking on the door. But Amazon would have to increase its value by about 14% from $875 to get to that trillion-dollar mark in the last 5 months of the year. Doable, but certainly not a gimme.
Before investors were watching Apple today, they were worried about an escalation of the trade war that's going on with China. The Trump administration is threatening to more than double the proposed tariffs on $2 billion of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. The U.S. already placed 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods. China has responded with its own tariffs on U.S. goods. What would be covered under these new tariffs, new increase in tariffs?
It's a long list, Jeremy. So I went to the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. They've got a list on their website. It is 28 single-spaced pages. So that gives you some sense
of
just a lot of stuff covered. I'll give you a sampling. Water boilers, X-ray machine components, airplane tires, tilapia, the fish, dog food, furniture. Point being, it's a wide variety of stuff. And of course, Trump's argument is that eventually China won't be able to match. Right, because the U.S. runs a deficit with China, we can escalate into perpetuity just about, and eventually China will run out of ways to get back.
Well, on Morning Edition today, Derek Scissors of the American Enterprise Institute, who has consulted with the White House on trade, said this.
In the past 6 months, especially in the past 2 months, China has allowed its currency, the renminbi, to depreciate. It's depreciated a total of 8% since the spring. If you're going to apply 10% tariffs and the currency is getting 8% cheaper, you've lost most of the effect of the 10% tariffs.
So is that the reason why the Trump administration is talking about 25% tariffs?
Well, China's clearly not feeling enough pain to yield to Trump yet. And let's remember what the goal is here, right? So the big one is really to compel China to relax its intellectual property policies, right? So these American companies often complain that to do business in China, they have to reveal trade secrets that China can then copy. Trump wants to end that. And of course, remember, the U.S. also accuses Chinese hackers of stealing American intellectual property and wants to stop that too.
So what's been the reaction to the U.S. threat to ramp up tariffs?
It's mixed, mostly critical on Capitol Hill and even among Republican lawmakers who were generally supportive of the president. If you look at Trump's base, the poll numbers, at least among Republicans, are sky high. So that indicates that they're at least willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And then you've got some industry folks who like it so far. We had the head of U.S. Steel last week saying that he credits Trump with a renaissance.
It's Callum Borchers of WBUR. Thank you.
Glad to be with you.